Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Zach and Josh. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody. Zach Jones and Josh Schmidt here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It's a little cloudy outside. I'm not loving the weather today. I don't know.
I mean, it's not. This is fine. Like,
it's okay.
We're gonna have one day like this in there.
I mean, I get it. I was telling you before we came in today, I'm in such a pot roast mood.
Oh yeah.
I need it to be like 60 degrees outside.
Me and my girlfriend made a bolognese last night, and she also decorated for the fall. So, like, I come home and there's pumpkins everywhere. It smells like a bakery in the house because of the candles and stuff. There's like, we put up like the Halloween, not the Halloween lights, but like the orange lights around like our windows and everything. And I'm man, it just feels spooky in here. But it's September 17th and it's 82 degrees outside. Like, what am I going to do with this? You know,
what am I supposed to do with this?
Where are my flannels? Where's, you know, let's go out and have a bonfire. But
speaking
like,
of that. My girlfriend has gotten me a few flannels. I've never been a flannel guy. Might change this year. It might change.
Good. I'm glad. You're living life correctly.
We're going to see. I'm a little excited. I'm a little excited to try it out.
There's going
to
be a flannel that you find, and it's...
I think I already own it.
Oh, good.
I think I already own it.
Because I have three of them where I'm like, I'm wearing this every day.
This is the one.
They're stylish, they're comfortable, they're warm, they're also not too warm.
Yeah.
They're perfect for the fall. That's my go-to fall shirt. Like, October 1st, anyone that sees me here or anywhere else, I will be wearing flannels.
It's exclusive,
one for each day of the week, and
it's
then
exclusive.
I just rotate them.
Yep. I mean, that's how you do it. Yeah. Very, very college student of you to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because why?
I mean, I still do the whole college thing where it's like, I wear jeans like... 2-3 times a week and then I'll wash them.
Yeah, well, that's jeans though. Like jeans are so different. Like they're
are they?
Yes, they are.
From flannels, they're that different.
Oh, I thought you meant like from like other
or
like,
hoodies.
I thought you meant from other pants.
That like, too. Hoodie season.
Hoodies are excited. Wearable unless you get something on them. You can just wear hoodies forever.
It feels like it, doesn't it?
Yeah. But like I'm the shorts I'm wearing right now. I would not put these shorts on again tomorrow.
No,
and I can't explain why.
Yep.
It just doesn't feel right.
I totally get it.
It's weird.
Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. 803-0550 is the number to call. I want to throw this out there right now. Bills are 2-0. How believable do you think this is? How realistic is it, the start they've had? And what have you been most impressed by so far this season? We will, of course, look for your calls as the show goes on. At 11 o'clock, we will be joined by Paul Hamilton.
Hey. Also, speaking of Paul Hamilton, Buffalo Sabres, Elliot Friedman.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Elliot Friedman tweeting out about 10, 15 minutes ago, hearing that Peyton Krebs and Buffalo are closing in on an extension. Sounds like around 2 years, $1.45 million per year.
So we will get Paul's thoughts on that. And
sounds
also
like they're
the
finally
challenge.
Getting an extension for Peyton Krebs.
Which is good, because their first preseason game is what, Saturday?
Saturday, which... That's insane.
I love
where did that come from?
But that's something I do enjoy with hockey season. Like with football season especially, it seems like it takes forever for us to get to kind of where we're at now.
Yeah.
There's so many little things now, that build up to it. Where hockey has its own little things as well, but then when it's time for preseason, when it's time for the season to start ramping up, it's here before you realize it.
Right. And I also want to point out that we were all waiting for this NFL season to start, and week two is over.
Yeah.
What?
Very quickly, all of a sudden.
You blink and it's gone.
Like, I was sitting there, I was talking with my dad last night too, where I'm just like, I'm so glad football is back to where we can have honest conversations. Not just looking at, you know, expectations or predictions or crazy thoughts based off stats. Last year, I know I fall into that category. I know a lot of us fall into that category.
Here's a thought for
and
you.
And now I can sit here and go, the Saints! Who'd have thought?
Here's an honest thought for you. The Eagles are frauds, and they always have been.
The Eagles might kind of suck. They're 1-1.
No, I think they do. I think it's mostly on Nick Sirianni.
Oh, he's so bad.
I really do. I mean,
did you watch the end of that game last night?
I didn't watch the end. I stayed up for, I was watching like the second and third quarters, and then obviously I saw what happened, and how do you make that mistake?
It's coaching malpractice.
You look at, you know, ESPN has like the win percentage meter.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen that percentage meter take such a sharp turn up.
Oh, you got to watch college football, man. That happens once a week.
I know. But in the NFL, you never see that happen unless it's the 13 seconds game.
13 seconds. The Tennessee versus Miami game from last year was one of them.
But, I mean, the Eagles had this game locked down.
Mm-hmm.
You literally just had to run the ball and let the clock do its thing and then just kick the
insane.
Field goal. It's not that hard.
Looking back at that final sequence for the Eagles, on first down, Saquon Barkley, this was 1:56 left. Atlanta is going to run out of timeouts here pretty soon into this. 4-yard rush, Atlanta timeout. 2nd and 6, Saquon Barkley, a 3-yard rush, Atlanta timeout again. Then Philly takes a timeout. And then they inexplicably throw the ball. You're on Atlanta's 10.
And then you throw it again.
That's my thing. Well, so you throw it on third. You threw it on third down. It's ultimately a drop, and it goes to fourth down. Just go for it.
Oh, I see. Okay, I thought you were a few plays back still.
For me, that 3rd and 3 play, I also would have ran it. I would have ran it again.
Yeah.
Kill more clock, because they don't have any timeouts.
Yeah.
You gave them a free one by throwing the ball. And then you kick the field goal.
Right.
Even though you don't make it. Let's say you rushed 2 yards and you ultimately don't get it. You're yard short. They've got to drive over 90 yards to hopefully kick a field goal to send the game into overtime. They have no timeouts. And then, so after effectively the field goal of death, they go into the most prevent defense I've ever seen. Here's the plays for Atlanta after getting the kickoff. 11-yard pass to Kyle Pitts, 21-yard pass to Darnell Mooney, 26-yard pass to Darnell Mooney, 5-yard pass to Drake London, an incomplete pass, the touchdown pass, a 7-yarder to Drake London. It is over in a blink of an eye. I have not seen a team that is talented. I do think the Eagles are talented. Mm-hmm. Just fall apart. I mean, to the point where Joe Buck yesterday was on the broadcast, he sounded stunned.
Well, yeah, and it was also so mind-boggling just to look at the aftermath, too. Because Jeremy was talking about this morning. Nick Sirianni, in his postgame, was basically like, yeah, I need Jalen to do something different there. Like, if the play doesn't work, he's got to not throw the ball. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
Why make that play call then?
I guess explanation was that if he wasn't immediately wide open, run the ball.
Yeah, but like,
I would have just never put him in. We're running the ball.
Right. Don't even put that. I get it. He was a runner-up for the MVP 2 years ago. Whoop-de-doo.
I would say the same thing with Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, a quarterback.
Yeah.
Just run the ball
right
there.
And either of them would probably do the same thing. I think if you look at any coach in the NFL, almost any coach in the NFL, they run the ball there.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm lost on Nick Sirianni. From everything from last year, from all the offseason stuff between him and Jalen Hurts. I mean, Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback. He can be a good quarterback in certain situations. But there comes a point where you have to say, hey, this is not your job right now. We just paid this running back to come here and run the ball.
Yeah.
The whole joke of, well, Joe Shane doesn't want to pay you, but we will. Okay, well then put him in the situation where he's best utilized. He's dropped 16 passes since 2021 on however many targets.
It was just it was inexplicable loss because again you could have just destroyed the clock by running again and then going for it on fourth down, and ultimately again if you don't get it, they can't stop the clock. They right. would have to then rush onto the field and immediately get
and
going.
And they have 20 yards further to go than they did in that kickoff. Yep. The kickoff they only had 70 yards. This one they would have had about 90.
And then,
also, quick.
Oh yeah, go.
Official from the Sabres, Peyton Krebs, 2-year deal, $1.45 million per year. Oh,
don't you love that when like the contracts are just like, why is there so many numbers here?
The tweet in my notifications like cut off at the 1.4.
Oh, that's good.
And then I was like, oh, let's make sure.
There we go.
So yep, 2 years, $1.45 million for Peyton Krebs.
So that's good. Again, at 11 o'clock, we will talk to Paul Hamilton about that and also the prospect challenge, which wrapped up yesterday. Ultimately, they went up, I think, with 13 forwards, 5 defensemen yesterday, but Yuri Kulik had himself a tournament that just makes you think he's got to be on the Sabres this year. Like, this is the year he makes that ascension. And we, of course, are also taking your calls. 803-0550 is the number to call. With really today's topic being on the Bills, we are through 2 weeks, as Josh has mentioned. It came out of nowhere. How confident are you in the Bills' 2-0 start? We do have teams in the AFC that many would have considered there towards the end at 0-2, namely Baltimore and Cincinnati. And I would argue at this point now, just based off of how the NFL has gone over the years, good chance one of those two teams is not making the playoffs after a bad start. Yes, both have lost to Kansas City, and you could argue both probably could have won those games if just a little bit went different. But they ultimately fall to 0-2, namely because they both lost to bad teams as well. I mean, Baltimore losing to the Raiders because they decide they don't want to run the ball anymore. In an era now in the NFL, at least in a year in the NFL, where running the ball seems to be a good idea.
And I also remember in the offseason, too, Zamir White, the running back for the Raiders, was like, I mean, this is on the Raiders side, not the Ravens side. But still, none of these teams are like effectively running. Right? I feel like there's few that are, but like the offenses in the NFL right now are just very confused at what to do.
I'm up and down on Baltimore and like what I want to say with them. I'm sitting now on something that I heard Dan Orlovsky say yesterday on Get Up. It's Baltimore's just so easily decipherable. They're very clear in what they're doing.
Well, they've been doing the same thing for...
Well, it's more along the lines of when Derrick Henry's on the field, they're running the ball. When Justice Hill's on the field, they're going to pass the ball. And there's just no differences. And so Vegas essentially was able to key up on Henry every time he was in. And I think ultimately he had ended up like a pretty good statistical day. Mm-hmm. But every time he was on the field, like they knew, don't worry about the pass. It's going to be a run. Either Lamar's going to keep it or it's going to Henry. And then when Hill's on the field, it's a pass. Zay Flowers still had a great day. Statistically, I think Lamar had a good day, but that was a disaster. And then for Cincinnati, their week one game, look, New England doesn't look as bad as maybe a lot of us thought they'd be. They fought hard with Seattle ultimately dragging that game to overtime, and then they did beat Cincinnati. But the Bengals never looked even remotely interested in playing the game. And then when you go to Kansas City, all of a sudden they're up and ready to go. But you have a Ja'Marr Chase freakout that ultimately costs them 15 yards. That kind of kills that drive. You have a iffy penalty. I would have called it. I get the situation. No one really wants to see it. But the defender is early by quite a bit. He does cause issues. I understand the whole fighting for the ball. I do get it. But I can understand the call as well. It's not the Chiefs get calls. I mean, this is welcome to good teams don't make mistakes. And inexplicably, whenever the Chiefs play somebody, everyone makes bad mistakes. We see it as Bills fans. The Ravens did it last year in the AFC Championship game. It happens quite often. But both those teams now are 0-2, and I think there's a really good chance now. One of those teams is not making the playoffs, and that is a team that if you're the Bills sitting at 2-0 going, sweet, I'd love to not play them. Are you kidding me? That'd be nice. And then, you have the Chiefs. The Chargers actually don't look that bad. Talent-wise, I think they're up and down, but Harbaugh, again, is kind of just Harbaugh. He's a good program builder, whether it be the NFL or college. It seemingly has happened a lot faster than I thought it would. I didn't know if they had the talent, but they've got Quentin Johnston out here catching touchdowns. What do you mean he can catch? Right. That's where I'm at. What do you mean he can catch?
Last year, it looked like the ball was going away from him when he tried to catch it. It looked like he had reverse magnets in his hand.
Oh, it was bad. And then he has 2 touchdowns, one of which is a 50-50 ball. I mean, claps all around on that. I mean, I was, as somebody that was not really his biggest fan coming out of TCU, I'm not really a big TCU wide receiver fan. Jalen Reagor was another one. Good for him. If they found something in him and Ladd McConkey, and then the run game they seemingly have going on with Dobbins and Edwards, Baltimore castoffs, in case you were wondering. They basically have all of Baltimore's old running pieces, including Greg Roman at OC. Not bad. Not bad. Let's go to the phones here. Let's get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll start with Tim today. Tim, how are we doing today?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Doing very well. How about yourself?
I'm not bad, not bad. Hey, I got like two questions and another thing. So I'm going to the Houston game.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bills, and hopefully it's like they're both undefeated. That'd be awesome.
That's the hope. I really want that because of the storylines.
It'd also be so funny because it's a 1 o'clock game on a Sunday, and you have all of the storylines around that. Plus, they're both 4-0. Yeah. That'd be so good.
But yeah, we have Jacksonville on Monday Night Football.
And now Coles Beasley was a tough runner, you know, and is like Shakir kind of like the same thing?
I think that's kind of where I'm at, Tim. Honestly, like I see Shakir as more of he's the taller, more athletic version of Beasley. If that's kind of what the Bills are looking at too, I think he can play a little bit on the outside. I don't know how much the Bills are ever going to actually use him there, but you've seen it already this year, 8 targets, 8 catches. And they haven't really been forced to throw the ball more. I mean, he also feels like a guy who, maybe not like a Malik Nabers game over the weekend where he had like 18 targets, but I could fully see a few games this year where he's in double-digit targets and has himself like 8-9 catches because he seems to be the most trustworthy guy by a mile for Allen.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Now, what about like that cap? You know, that dead cap we hit with Diggs at 28, I think it was. Is that why we don't have a number one right now?
I think it's more along the lines of just that's kind of where they're going. Tim, thanks for the call. It's more, it hits now and then it's freed up next year. They're ripping the Band-Aid off now. In terms of not having a number one, I think that's more by design.
Right. I think as we're seeing the season go along, that's kind of what they wanted. Almost.
Yeah, it seems to be way more by design.
I think this whole, you know, cap situation the Bills are in right now, as you said, it's all going to free up next year. It's kind of like ripping the Band-Aid off now rather than dealing with it long term. And, I mean, you look at the potential with guys like Khalil Shakir, James Cook,
mm-hmm.
Keon Coleman even, and on the defensive side as well, Christian Benford. I mean, there's names out there that are going to need contracts. And so you're also going to want to keep cap space for them.
Yeah, obviously, you're moving on to that next core.
Right.
You're trying to figure out now who's going to be a part of that next core.
Yeah, and things are going to change as time goes on, as seasons go on, in other aspects too, with other contracts, with other players coming and going. But I think, honestly, more so, the cap space is more for potential booms from these younger players. Mm-hmm. I think some of it is obviously going to be free agents and stuff like that. But if you look at, like I said, James Cook, Khalil Shakir, the way they're playing, they're going to warrant decent contracts.
I'm going to upset people. I hope the Bills do not pay James Cook 4 years and get out of there.
I think I'm with you, but I also, as long as you have a backup plan, if Ray Davis is your backup plan and he's working out, fine. But we also have time. We don't have to figure that out right now. It's not a issue right now for the Bills. It's not a pressing matter of like, hey, he needs a contract next offseason.
Yeah, this is year four. I mean, well, we are in year three, so you're going to kind of figure it out soon.
But it's not. I don't think it's going to be a situation where, like Jamar Chase, let's say. I mean, I'm not saying that James Cook and Jamar Chase are on the same level, but in terms of needing a contract the season before he's up, rather than debating negotiating, negotiating with him that offseason that he needs a contract, I think that's more likely than, you know, there's dramatics next offseason because James Cook won't sign a deal. I don't think that would be an issue.
I mean, it would be, you know, and no offense to Cook, it'd be a hell of a decision to hold out as a running back for a contract, especially when ultimately we're in an era now where he didn't even have 1,200 yards rushing last year, and he was the fourth leading rusher.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
It is running back by committee. You really shouldn't have a guy who's your bell cow.
Yeah.
Unless they are a special talent, Saquon Barkley, Bijan Robinson, Christian McCaffrey. Unless you have that kind of talent at running back, in which those guys are typically picked, even at the position, earlier than most would say they should be, just because of their all-around ability to do things. And even then, look, I'm a Texas guy. I love Bijan Robinson. I did not want the Bills to draft him. I didn't. And he looks amazing. He looks fantastic. But I'd have a hard time negotiating a contract after 5 years because he'd have a fifth-year option. I'd have a really hard time, even with how much I loved him at Texas.
Yeah, but no, to go back to the whole, you know, cap space contract conversation, I just think that with all of the things that happened with the Diggs trade and everything else this offseason, I feel like it's just heading in the direction of, like you said, the new era, the next core. Who's going to be those pieces and what kind of deals are they going to need? And you want to have that flexibility. You don't want to be, you know, next offseason, well, we don't have cap space, but we need to sign three guys.
Yeah.
And if we cut all these guys, then, you know, now we have the dead. It's a whole thing for the Bills front office, and I think they did it the right way.
They've prepared themselves for the long term. The problem was, when it was happening, you just didn't know how this season was going to go. And to be fair, we are two games into this season.
Right.
Very much understand that. We are not even in October. Obviously, I've already gone on my pot roast rant. I need it to be a little bit colder. But you are seeing that, hey, this team is talented. There are young players on this team that you can get excited about. We're also already seeing, you know, returns for the defensive line. Rousseau had a 3-sack game. Von Miller has only had 2 sacks, but it's been in 2 games, and he's looked dominant at times. Ed Oliver had a big moment against Miami as well. And then you look over on the offensive side of things, they've gotten their tackles both signed. Obviously, you have Allen. Cook, we have mentioned. I don't want to necessarily sign him to a second contract, but right now you're looking pretty good there. Shakir, we've already taken a call on him. I am massively high on him. And Kincaid, ultimately, hasn't done much, but he hasn't really been asked to. And on that point, reading some of your tweets, Buffalo Boy tweets in, what's impressed me is all three phases, and they've done it without too much Kincaid, Knox, and Samuel. And if those guys kick in, look out. I think that's right. Samuel, I think, in both games, is yet to play 30% of the snaps. And then Knox is one big catch from week one, where it was like a 24-yard catch. And Kincaid hasn't really had to do much. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all joked about in week one where he was, you know, quadruple covered.
Right, yeah.
But even against Miami, the game was over so quick, the Bills had less than 50 offensive snaps. So we really haven't gotten to see necessarily what this offense could be in, say, a shootout or anything like that, because they haven't had to do that.
I will say, though, it is interesting to see what's going on with Curtis Samuel. I really thought early on this year we were going to see a lot more from him. And he really hasn't been involved at all. And I don't think that's an issue, but I wonder how much longer that's going to continue. Because I feel like, one, like you said, you haven't needed him, really. You've relied on Shakir. You've relied on Cook. And even Mac Hollins has stepped up and shown his ability.
I enjoy that he's not just a fun character,
right,
at least up to this point.
No, he's actually contributing. But with Samuel, I think it's just, is that, you know, kind of like an ace up your sleeve for later in the season? Is that a, you know, work him into the offense as it goes? Because as we've seen so far and as we've heard from Joe Brady, this is a very ever-changing offense, ever-evolving offense in terms of week by week going through different things. And is it just not Curtis Samuel's week yet, right? Is it just, it's not his time to be involved. It's not the team that he needs to be involved against. And I think you might see him more against teams like the Jaguars, like the Ravens, or like, you know, the Chiefs and the 49ers. Like, those games are still yet to come. And I think that guys like Samuel and Kincaid are going to start showing up in those types of games. That's just how I feel like this offense is going to just kind of bounce these guys around.
But, you know, what's impressive, too, and I know Chris Brown has brought up as well on One Bills Live, is that, you know, we all kind of expected some early struggles from the team. That maybe this team could be more talented than the last few years.
Mina Kimes said this in the first week of the preseason, that this offense might struggle, but when it's on, it's going to be on.
Yeah, just it'll take some time. And I think that's what's made me most excited about the fact that they have started 2-0. They dismantled Miami even before Tua's concussion. That was not a game. Arizona, you had to come back, but the offense never really looked like it was struggling. It was a bad Allen turnover, and then your defense in the first half had a real hard time of giving the ball back to the offense. But they figured it out. They've scored over 30 points in the first two games, and it does kind of feel like, hey, the offensive struggles, they haven't shown up yet. And they've had to go to their depth already as well. And that's looked really good. So it has been a really nice sign of things to come, that the expected early struggles have not had to rear their head yet. And if anything, you're leaving this going, this kind of feels legit. Now, they do have harder games upcoming. I've already mentioned Baltimore being 0-2, but it's still Baltimore. And I believe that's on the road as well. So you're going to be in Baltimore for a primetime game. That could be a tough road. Jacksonville, I've mentioned in a joke, but in all seriousness, I hate playing that team. They never play them well in my lifetime. It has all been ugly, disastrous, and I leave pissed off. And they're 0-2, and Trevor Lawrence is talking about how they suck, just outright. So I'm imagining a 20-19 loss. That's just where my head's at now, and I hate it, but I'm not looking forward to the Jaguars game. But if you get through that, I feel really, really good going through the rest of the season. You've built yourself a cushion. Well, teams like Baltimore and Cincinnati have not at all, and seemingly, you know, best way to put it, they are reeling and having a difficult time dealing with that. Going to take a quick time out here. When we come back, we'll take your calls, read some of your tweets as well. 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to join. Talking the Bills 2-0 start. How legit do you see it going forward, especially with Jacksonville coming up Monday night and Baltimore after that? Zach Jones and Josh Mint here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and this is WGR.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.